This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم وبعد. Amongst the many logical proofs of the veracity of Islam is the fact that there is absolute harmony between the human temperament and the tenets of Islam. There is no inconsistency, discrepancy, or dichotomy between any teaching of Islam and the human body, anatomy, or composition. And if perchance, Allah forbid, a person has apprehension or reservation on any aspect of Islam, then this is due to external influence which has obscured your lenses. But if you can look with a clear lens, you will find that the teachings of the deen and the human body just blend in absolute harmony. فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي فَطَرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. The natural way. كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. And how often you would hear a revert into Islam saying, when I studied the religion, I realize this thing is just perfect. It makes total sense. It's absolutely logical. It ties up with my temperament, my nature, my disposition, my demeanor. It just works perfectly well. So there is this hadith in Musnad Ahmad that when the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Medina in the journey of Hijrah, close on to Medina, Lisani min Aslam, there were two thieves, thugs, whose whole life was in robbery and hijacking and looting people. And the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam approached them, confronted them, عَرَضَ عَلَيْهِمَا الْإِسْلَامِ, and he presented Islam, of course, in its pristine form, both in theory and practicality. فَأَسْلَمَا, they accepted Islam immediately. فَسَأَلَهُمَا عَنِ اسْمَيْهِمَا, the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam then asked him, what are your names? So they gave a very strange, unusual, peculiar name, نَحْنُ الْمُهَانَانِ, we are Muhanan. Muhanan in Arabic means two disgraced people. That was literally the translation. So he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, bal antum al mukraman. I'm changing your name. You are dignified, you are honored, and you are respected people. And subhanallah, they accepted Islam and they became companions, radiyallahu anhuma, etc. The scholars write, وَفِي إِسْلَامِ هَذَيْنِ اللِّصَّيْنِ مَعَ مَا أَلِفَاهُ مِنْ حَيَاتِ الْبَطُشِ وَالنَّهْبِ وَالسَّلْبِ دَلِيلٌ عَلَى سُرْعَةِ إِقْبَالِ النُّفُوسِ إِلَى الْحَقِّ إِذَا وُجِدَ مَنْ يُمَثِّلُهُ بِصِدْقٍ وَإِخْلَاسٍ. For someone who had a history and a life of sin, vice, transgression, to instantly embrace the truth speaks volumes on the fact that every human has that instinctive ability and inclination to the truth. They're just waiting for Islam to be presented in its pristine form. And no sooner you exhibit it and present it, then naturally a person will be attracted. And that's the message, my brother, and that's the message, my sister. People naturally have that desire and that inclination. It's just for us to present the truth. And if we present the truth, inshallah, you would see it has a catalyst effect. And I'll leave you with these last comments that I always say, become an ambassador of this deen. And if for whatever reason you cannot become an ambassador, then for Allah's sake, do not become an obstacle to the deen. Ameen ya Rabbil Alameen.